With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, from boy band stardom in The Wanted to novelist and to what many people consider to be the best dance ever on Strictly Come Dancing, Jay McGuinness seems to be able to turn his hand to anything. And now he's taken to the stage of the Bord Gáis for the much anticipated Anne Juliet. And he joins me now. Good morning, Jay.
Morning. Wow. Thanks for bigging me up so much.
Well, I don't really think I just kind of named out some facts there that was going on.
Oh, bigging me up twice in a row. I'll take that.
I really want you on your best behavior for this. So we'll see how we go. Jay, of course, you were absolutely no stranger to the stage, right? Musical theatre has been a long time love for you.
Yes. I left school 16, like normal GCSEs, Catholic school, and then went and did musical theatre for 3 years. And my very first successful audition was The Wanted.
No way!
So I went straight into Male Singers Wanted. I did my auditions like what you'd imagine a boy band audition would be, you know, a million boys. I met Siva Keynes Warren, my Irish bandmate, on day one of my audition, and his twin brother and older brother.
Best friends then?
Best friends for life. Yeah. And then I guess we went into whatever on earth a boy band life is.
Sorry, I mean, we could talk about that all day because it was absolute and utter madness. The Wanted is just peak boy band, you know.
Yeah, we were like new gen, you know. Yeah. It was the NSYNC boys and the Backstreet Boys, and then I think JLS, us, and then One Direction.
Yeah.
Were like the new version of what boy bands were in the thousands.
Yeah.
Are we calling it the thousands?
Yeah.
Millennium.
It was the same as like when, you know, because obviously your boy bands, you had like your like Westlife, your Boyzone, your NSYNC, your Backstreet Boys. And then for the girl side of things, obviously you had like your Spice Girls. It was like who was going to come off the back, like TLC, all that kind of stuff. And then there was just this new we haven't really seen it since, which is so sad. So you've kind of just held the throne for it, I think.
Well, you know what's so funny? My manager is currently working on a new boy band and I've met them now. They're 18 years old, tiny babies. And I'm now hearing the conversations that he's having with labels.
Yeah.
But on the other side, like trying to wrangle these like spirited young guys.
Yeah.
And I feel so protective of them. I want them to have a great experience.
Well, you've lived it. So you can actually give advice.
Yeah,
because
pearls of wisdom from this old person in the corner.
Who's still going, can we point out, right?
Still got it.
Still going. Let's talk about Anne Juliet, okay, because it is going to be coming to the stage soon enough. It is all about the songs of Max Martin, a true legend in the world of pop music. As a boy band member, this is kind of like your two loves coming together. It's pop music and it's theatre.
Yes. Also, Max Martin, genuinely, like in my line of work, is just like the kingpin.
Yeah.
He's written amazing pop songs for decades. And it's Britney Spears, Katy Perry, John Bon Jovi, Ariana Grande, all of them.
What a collection of people.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
And my audition, I taped and sent off my tape and knew that Max Martin was going to sit and watch me sing. And maybe he did in the past with The Wanted a little bit, but he sat somewhere and saw me stood in my apartment with a white wall behind me singing his songs. And that really genuinely made my blood run hot and cold.
Yeah, was that a bit bizarre? Because obviously I know you said like you were in The Wanted and stuff, but it's still a really lovely experience to know that this is exactly where it's going and it's someone that you admire.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like something really important was happening. And then it got me a job. So how good is that?
Win-win.
Yeah.
What did you sing in your audition?
So I had to sing two songs. At the very start, they welcome you. Welcome to the stage, William Shakespeare, the first performance of Romeo and Juliet. And then they rewrite Romeo and Juliet. And then Shakespeare comes out and sings Larger Than Life by the Backstreet Boys, which is completely bonkers. So I sang that and then Can't Stop the Feeling.
Oh, so tune.
If you picture Shakespeare as being sort of like Justin Timberlake in this, like very, very 90s. And now you know how Justin Timberlake is still doing those moves, but now he's a dad.
Yeah.
So he's like clearly like he can dance and sing and whatever, but
he's a dad.
So Shakespeare comes out really enjoying the smell of his own farts, and his wife Anne Hathaway comes on stage and goes, babe, what if Juliet doesn't drink poison? She's 14, she's had one boyfriend, why don't we see what happens with just Juliet continuing her life? And they rewrite the play and sing a bunch of pop music, and I'm saying these girls that play Juliet are insane. They must grow them in a lab. Their vocals are amazing. We have little girls waiting at the side of stage like, when's Juliet coming out?
No.
It's just honestly balmy. It's so much fun.
That is unbelievable. Have you got a favourite Max Martin song? I know that you sang those two for your audition one, but what would be your favourite standout?
Okay, so there's one that's been written for the musical, which he did, and I think it was with Jessie J, and it's called One More Try. No one will have heard that before, but it's on the soundtrack. And it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I won't say who, but Juliet and a suitor both sit on a moon that then rises up and down. And I'm a total romantic. fantastic and I think it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But then what else do I love? Oh, the girls at one point sing Since You've Been Gone, and it's Juliet talking about one of her lovers that she rejects, and all the girls are doing all those clicks like, Since You've Been, and the audience die laughing.
It's so like Kelly Clarkson, really Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah, and he wrote
Since
that.
Since You've Been Gone.
That's the
oh
one.
Oh my God, that is like
come on, lovely raspy tone. You sing?
No, that's, I whispered that. You do not want me to actually try and sing. I can talk for a living. Singing is not my forte. Okay. My mother once said to me when I was in school play, she was like, maybe you should just stick to the dancing.
No.
Yeah, but she wasn't wrong. She was saving me from myself. I did Dancing with the Stars last year, so you know, it worked
out. Did you
out.
Love it?
I loved it.
Isn't it fun?
Oh my God, it's the absolute best. Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously you had Strictly and, you know, did very well in that, but it's a different beast altogether, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, being plonked into that sort of routine,
yeah.
You could go and rehearse and you're waiting for the weekend.
Yeah.
And the fear that you feel, like I felt on the weekend, is indescribable. And you talk about it, but actually to be scared is a horrible feeling, and it's to have it every week, it's exhausting.
And to know it's like every week you get through and you're like, fantastic, and you're like, okay, here we go again.
Yeah, like, you get one Sunday to sort of relax, and then Monday comes around like the first day of school all over again.
Yeah, and you're gone. See, we don't even get that because the show actually goes out on a Sunday here, so it's one day self-contained.
No.
You do all of your dress rehearsals and stuff on the Saturday, and then you're in from 8 a.m. on the Sunday, and then it goes whoop, straight around.
One thing I think must be harder for the girls is like the costuming.
The heels. Let's talk about the heels.
Yeah, I mean, you have to do everything backwards and in heels,
yes.
Basically, right? While we just charge around.
And then you're like, oh yeah, it was a very strong frame. It was fantastic. Yeah. I'm not taking it away from you. We're not getting into it. Do you want to tell everybody who you actually play in the show? Because it's a bit of an iconic part, to say
yes,
the least.
I do play William Shakespeare, as you've never seen him before. I do think it's funny that I am now sort of I'm not a retired boy bander.
No,
but
you're not.
I'm a second generation boy bander. You know, I'm not in my first flush go at it. And that's definitely what Justin Timberlake is. And William Shakespeare is definitely based on those sort of characters.
Okay.
So he comes out and he believes his own hype and he quotes himself. And he's like, yeah, but I also wrote Macbeth. And he's also like, yeah, babe, but they're all a bit morbid, you know? And someone's kind of not quite got a clue that the whole room isn't on their side. So I do spend quite a lot of the musical being a punching bag for like my cool wife and all my young like player actors telling me like, dude, like you're actually quite cheesy.
Yeah, it's like, calm down.
Yeah.
That must be good fun though, because like it's not your reality, obviously.
Yeah, are you sure?
I think by actually talking to you, I can tell it's not. No. You're not walking around being like, so, remember
I
what I did
definitely
this?
Have to spoon a little bit of humble pie. And I think that I am taking that on board. Okay. You know, like I'm not outselling arenas right now, you know, I'm not in my boy band heyday, and I like it.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a lot of really young people in this cast. And I remember being in my first musicals here in the Bord Gáis with Big the Musical. I remember being like 22, coming in from a night out, singing my ass off, dancing, pirouetting. And now I shuffle in with the oldies and listen to all these 18-year-olds be like, hey, babe, what happened last night? And then they go and do two shows and nail it.
And I'm like, and you're like, I got 8 hours sleep and I'm still tired.
Yeah. We had half a glass of wine before we went to bed and now we're all feeling quite ill. So let's do a quiet show.
My take on that all the time is that like when we were doing that, when we were 22 and stuff, we gave it our all. So it's not like we can be like, you know, that we're like, oh, I never did that. It's like, no, I did that once.
Yeah,
I'm good now.
You can't be regretful. And now I enjoy this slow pace of life. Yeah. I like being in the corner, sort of hearing about the gossip, but not involved in any of the drama.
Yeah,
just
it's good
enjoying
fun.
The songs.
It's like, wow. So anyways, let's get back to work again.
Yeah.
There has been a lot of talk recently in the media with various documentaries that out of the moment that how hard it is being in a boy band and the pressure that entailed. How did you deal with that level of fame, Jay? It was a wild ride in the noughties.
Well, you know, I was just talking about one of our songwriters, actually, and he is amazing and also released some music that didn't probably do as well as the Wanted's music, but he wrote the Wanted's music. And so very quickly he was like driving expensive cars and had lovely houses. And that took us quite a while for anything like that to catch up with us.
Mm.
And I remember like at the time thinking, oh man, like, you know, he's really aiming to be like Robbie Williams or whatever.
Yeah.
And now I think that he did it the right way around, because he can just chill and go to the pub or go to the park and also go back to his lovely home and wife and kids. And like, I think that here's one thing I do love, just while I like stop myself from complaining. Since I did Strictly, my conversations, which often would be like in pubs or out in parks and stuff, are so lovely.
Yeah.
People come up and ask me about something as sweet as dancing. Like, that is so much nicer than people being like, oh, I wanted, you know? So that's been lovely. And I'm sure you have that now. People talk to you about dancing and that's like, nice thing to be talking about on your day off.
I think though as well with the likes of doing like Strictly Come Dancing, it's the fact that like, yeah, we would have known you from The Wanted and from a boy band and but then to see your personality come out and who you are as opposed to being, you're not a group, you're one singular person is quite nice.
Well, that was definitely very new for me and terrifying. And I think that's partly why for like about 6 weeks, I was genuinely terrified because I was used to having, you know, two boys on one side and two on the other.
Yeah.
And you can sit back if you don't enjoy an interview or you feel intimidated or you feel knackered.
Yeah.
But when they're gone, you really are like, right now, I have to say things.
It's all on you.
Yeah, and that was terrifying. I hadn't done that for 5 years. So, and I'm from a sibling group of five.
So you're just used
to it, yeah.
To going out then onto the dance floor. I do want to talk about Strictly again one more time, and I promise that I will leave it alone, but it is your jive. Like, your Pulp Fiction-inspired jive. It is still talked about now. Like, how does that feel that people reference back a dance that you did with someone to be that iconic?
I mean, it does make me feel really good. Like, yeah. I feel really happy about it. I feel happy that it went well. And I don't know, it almost doesn't feel like that it's anything to do with me.
Yeah.
But I do genuinely love
that. Did you just dissociate it from a massively like
at the end of it? I remember standing there and like my ears rang and then like felt like a little bead was bouncing around in my ear. And then I just thought I had an out of body experience because it was just so loud. And I'd been in arenas, so I don't know why it overwhelmed me. But since then, like that dance in particular, I'll chat to the most interesting people. Yeah. Maybe they're 80 or maybe they're like
five.
They've gone back and watched it. And I don't know, it's something that I just still take so much pleasure in talking about.
Yeah. You should, because it was phenomenal.
And every now and again, if I have had my weekly wine, I'll go back and look at the YouTube video and be like, oh man.
It's nice though,
that looked
isn't
great,
it?
That one.
It's kind of like, I'll never be doing that again.
I definitely am becoming that Shakespeare that likes the smell of his own farts. So I'm like, sorry, everyone who's listening, I suck.
At least you can admit it yourself though. Back to you and Juliet, is there much dancing in that?
Yeah, I mean, The Wanted were never dancers. Even though I danced like on my own, we were not in sync at all. So we did a lot of standing or walking around and whatever. And like the lights would sort of flash and everyone would go, woohoo. But this is full on boy band. At one point, I gather together a collection of characters and we all get in silver outfits and do full on boy band moves and singing in harmony.
Love this.
And the audience goes wild. It's so funny. If anyone comes expecting Shakespeare, they must be horrified.
Yeah.
But they are going to get a pop concert instead. And it is written by the writer of Schitt's Creek. And so it's whip smart funny, like silly puns and then just sort of like observational humour. And poor William is a bit of a punching bag because he's a bit like...
Sorry, this adds it all. It's the fact that you've got music from Max Martin, which spans like, you know, generations of fantastic pop music.
Yeah.
And you've got The Wish of Schitt's Creek, which is one of my favourite TV shows.
Good, yeah.
Ew, David. So like, ew, Shakespeare. Ew, William, what are you doing? You've got a lot of strings to your bows, we know. Last year you released your book, Blood Flowers. Have you always wanted to be a writer? And like, what's the inspiration behind the story? Where did that come from?
So I always read fantasy. My dad had a massive collection that he would just loan out to me from my teenage years into a young man. And I, you know, actually, when I was about 14, I wrote a little bit of a fantasy novel on my family computer. And then after, you know, the Wanted things and whatever else got in the way, I was at a publishing house and they asked me if I wanted any books.
Yeah.
And I said, how many books is cheeky? Because I really genuinely do love fantasy. And this lovely girl gave me a big tote bag and started a conversation with my manager. Has he ever thought about writing? And my manager straight away was like, oh, he loves writing. Yeah, he's well into all that. And then it took me like a year and I just dove straight. It was always going to be a story about, you know, one character from the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like Parallels of the Wanted for sure, that someone that feels like they're from the middle of nowhere and has sort of no power discovers like that they maybe do have a power that is their ticket out of there.
Yeah.
And then when they get out of there and suddenly feel like this is where I'm going to find out who I am, they realize they were always from their hometown, even though they felt like a fish out of water in their hometown.
Yeah.
And then they have magical powers.
Amazing. So this is called Blood Flowers.
Yeah. And it's dragons, witches, secrets and mystery. And I've finished writing the sequel about a week ago, and that'll be out in summer. So there's three. I'm not just some dude who's like, I'm going to sell hot sauce, and then I'm going to sell clothes, and then I'm going to do this. Like, I'm just sticking to what I love.
Yeah, you're excited about it as well.
Yeah, and I really love writing. I didn't use my brain for 10 years, so it's
nice.
Now
you're back.
Now it's awake, you know?
Obviously, you're going to be here in Dublin for Anne Juliet in the Borgat.
2 weeks.
Two full weeks. Have you been to Dublin much before?
Yes, so My very first musical was Big the Musical, yeah. Tom Hanks. That was in the Borgosh Theatre when I was 26 or so, whatever it was. And last year I did a play, 222, A Ghost Story, which is a scary play. And I was here for 3 months and I loved every single minute. My family are all in like Dublin and the Clondalkin area. Yeah. They came and watched and we had nights out, and Laura Whitmore, who was in the cast,
took us to, like, in with
the gay bars and showed us where the drag queens are. Man, we had so much fun. So
you're well versed, though.
I'm hyping up the cast for these 2 weeks.
Oh, honest to God, thank you so much for coming in to us today, Jay. It was absolutely fantastic. And Juliet will be in the Borgosh Energy Theatre from Tuesday, the 25th of February, to Saturday, the 8th of March. You can get your tickets right now at borgoshenergytheatre.ie. This is an absolute treat. Thanks, Will.
Oh, yeah, same.
Loved it. We'll be right back after these.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.